Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. And 2020 is a drastic, radical, mind-blowing, yet auspicious year of change. August is the last nature month. And the elemental wisdom tells us that it brings energy for intentional adaptation because there is no going back to pre-COVID normal. As one cosmic door has closed, a new one has opened. And the message to humanity is all of us collaborating and sharing and living on purpose. Through four broadcasts and accompanying videos, I will provide spiritual intelligence and practical wisdom to support intentional adaptation from what has been to what can now be. And tonight, I continue with our need to grow up from dominating and moving into the practice of collaborating. But first, just a reminder that when I am broadcasting live, you can listen to this broadcast through your through this phone number, and it is area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. I will be uploading a video of this broadcast. This week it will be a podcast with pictures on Tuesday to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Also, you can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or my website, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, in the comment sections below this YouTube video if you're watching that way. But right now, I ask and invite you to sit and lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Well, let me tell you about my late morning into afternoon, all seconds before I have to get on this broadcast. I was a victim of a technical scam. Yes. And I'm sharing this because I want others to really be aware of this, because it was done so beautifully, so well. It was I didn't detect it until after I'd paid money and then had a conversation with a good friend of mine, Nancy. So basically what happens is I go on my computer, I went to a website, and then bam, I get this page that shows up looking like it's from Microsoft, looking like it's from my Windows software, saying, oh, you've been compromised, you're infected, and you need to call this number. And at first I was like, what is this? This is crazy. And I turn off my computer, turn it right back on, and it's still up, and I can't get into my computer. So my keyboard's not working, so I'm thinking, oh, my God, this must be real. So I call this 1-888 number to this place, which is called ProHelp, which is one of the many names I've found out that this business is using. And basically what they do is they say, oh, yeah, you've been compromised, but we're going to clean it up, and then we're going to sell you a firewall to protect you. And it's all a scam. Microsoft will never give you a warning or a message on your computer that contains a phone number to call. So be aware of that. Very luckily, I was able to get to my bank and stop payment on what they were trying to scam out of me. I'm now in the process of cleaning up my computer to get all of their stuff that they put on it off and get my computer back to being safe again. So as you can imagine, I'm a little crazy right now, and that's why I'm going to call on the ancestors. Yes, it's time to do that. And continuing from where I started last week, I am making this month of August a time for us to focus on all the ancestors who have become ancestors as a result of having died from COVID-19. And even though in many places across the country everybody's experiencing summertime and you want to be at the beach or you want to be on the picnic and you want to be, you know, out doing things, the reality is that we're still in the midst of a global health crisis. People are still dying every day. So join me, if you will, thinking about your ancestors or thinking about the people who have become ancestors, even if you didn't know them. You'll see it in the news or hear about it through someone. And let's pay some tribute to these people who are dying, becoming ancestors, and ask them for the help that we need to get through this global pandemic, to help us stay mindful, to help us put into practice those safety features we all so desperately need. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, All the One, All That Is, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to the ancestors. And Creator, today we're calling out again to people who have become ancestors as a result of this COVID-19, this global pandemic and health crisis. And we know that they know something that we need to know. And so ancestors, ancestors, ancestors of COVID, we are calling out to you because clearly we need your help. We need your guidance. We need your wisdom. We need your love. You who can see in all spaces at once, in all directions at once, you for whom problems here are not problems where you are. And so we're calling out to you because we really, really need to get a hold of this disease, not only here in the United States, but in other places around the world where it's growing out of control. And so we ask you to come into our minds, come into our hearts, come into our spirits, and help us embrace the fact that we can do things to keep not only ourselves safe, but to other people. We want to move into this all of us mentality, and we need your help, your guidance in order to do that, to move away from only me. And so, ancestors, again, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we look forward to receiving your support on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. And Creator, I ask and thank you again for the gift of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy. I say, amen. Ashe Yeho Asah, Shinga Bishnivan, so it is. Ashe. Okay, so I am, again, just a little spacey after going through this experience, but it's really taught me something. It's taught me that I don't have to be angry or upset when these things happen because it can happen to any of us, and it wasn't like I did anything wrong. I'm not beating myself up. I'm just so grateful that I was able to get hold of my bank and put a stop on the payment. So anyway, I'm calming down, and I'm going to share with you now the elemental wisdom for this week coming up, and then a little bit of the astrology that is occurring around this new moon in Leo. So first with the elemental wisdom, it's a fire week we're currently in until this Tuesday, the 18th, and then on Wednesday, the 19th, we shift into a mineral week, and that'll go until the 25th. So here's the opportunity for this mineral week. It's about connecting with the souls of others. It's about unity consciousness, because that's what makes us human. It's about communicating at a deeper level. We all have the ability for compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and fifth-dimensional relationships. Yes, we have evolved. A huge part of living on purpose is to be willing to transcend the shallow surface of what people present to you. See into their hearts and connect with their essence. In this way, you must be deep and simple with your own self and connected to your own soul. This is what the Age of Illumination is all about. Use a healing energy of mineral, which is stones, crystals, bones, and shells, to illuminate your higher self and that of others. Now, distractions to that soul connection. Here they are. Feeling sorry for people and taking on their pain. False obligations because you forget you are worthy. Victim consciousness, which I am working very hard on not falling into. Anxiety and impatience. And last but not least, gossip, judgments, and blaming. All of that will distract us from being able to connect to our own souls so that we can connect to the souls of others. Now, next Wednesday on the 26th, it'll be a water week. And that'll be a time for soul connection. I mean, not soul connection. It'll be a time for releasing. And I will tell you all about that in the next broadcast. Just a reminder, August the 22nd coming up will be Earth Day. Again, continue to cut down on the use of plastic and paper. Continue to really make mindful use of your car that is powered by fossil fuel. And also go to their website, www.earthday.org, under the section Today's Action, become more familiar with how you can help make our planet habitable for the 7 generations after us. And also, if you come up with some ways that you don't see on that website, please share them on my Facebook page or on my website so that I can share them out with everyone else. So happy Earth Day coming up. Now, astrologically, we have a new moon. It's going to be in the sign of Leo. And I apologize because one of the distractions I got in terms of dealing with the fraud scam was I didn't write down the date for our new moon, but I believe it's on the I believe it's on the 19th. I think it's on the 19th. But it is this week, and again, new moons are that time for restarting, resetting, or setting up a new intention. And it being in the sign of Leo, Leo representing that strength and that groundedness, you know, it brings in that information about home. And that's another big theme for us this year. It's about connecting to our inner home so that we really can make the shift in regards to the homeless situation that is, you know, happening all over the world. So on this new moon, make a commitment, make a declaration, make a promise to yourself that you are going to connect more with your inner home, that you're going to be more at peace with yourself, more loving of yourself, more comfortable with yourself, and to open up to learning what needs to show up for you in order for that to happen. Let's see. Okay, here is what I am going to talk about with you tonight in regards to this work around dominating to collaborating. I'm going to just talk about the deconstructing of dominance mentality, as I call it. And then about why collaboration is important. And then I will share with you a personal challenge or a learning opportunity. Yes. So intentional adaptation, meaning that we're at a point now where we are out of the shock of the existence of COVID-19. We realize that it is here. It has not gone away. And in fact, it's getting worse when we are not all agreeing on how to address it, when we are not all willing to accept the science safety regarded to this. And so things are pretty out of control. So we're at a point where we have to intentionally adapt. We have to take on accepting the reality that we are now living in, and instead of feeling sorry for ourselves or wishing for the past, and the intentional adaptation is saying, yes, this is it, but let's open up and be creative and figure out how do we live in this new reality. And so last week I talked about we really have to shift up from thinking it's only me and realize that we're being asked to think about all of us. And so this week it's about shifting from dominating mentality to collaborating, collaboration. Now, this is a growth process because domination, which has been around for thousands of years, I mean, think back in history when you think about the great civilizations, right? You're always going to find somebody who was the supreme ruler. Like in Egypt, you had the pharaohs, and then you come into Rome, and you've got the Caesars, you know, and then you come into Europe, and you've got the kings and the queens, and, you know, so we've been living this social structure for a very, very long time. And I'm sure at one point it served well, but as we have grown as human beings, as more people have access to reading, writing, information, education, new thought, science, well, we're no longer believing that only one person can do it all. We now realize that we live in a very complex world, a very complex situation. It's very diverse. No two people are alike. They really are unique, even though they may be born in the same family. And we're really much more conscious of this. So this notion of one person, of one group of people dominating over others is now archaic, meaning it's not working. And let's look at quickly, let me share with you kind of where the dominating piece sits in terms of our consciousness development. It really sits as a form of control drama. So it is definitely a fear-based system that it grew out of. And the control drama is, right, that, you know, obviously something happened to me, I was hurt, and so in order for that to not happen again, I got to be in charge of everybody and everything around me, okay? And so we see this going from being, you know, just this reaction to pain, you know, to trauma, to where it now gets turned into a way of life. It becomes a truth. It becomes defined as leadership. Yeah. And so it's not something that's easy to recognize even, and so not easy to dismantle, but I think the first place we got to begin is recognizing it as a fear-based control drama response to how we see the world. So if I am feeling hurt and afraid, yeah, I'm going to want to be in control of everything so I don't have to feel that. So what is the alternative? Oh, yeah, and one more thing about dominating too. Dominating is a codependency. It means that what happens is a person who's dominating needs people to dominate, which means I don't want any competition, right? So I'm not going to really want to have around me people who will question me, who will judge me, who will challenge me, you know. So I'm going to keep people around me who are going to say yes to me. So it's, I know that I'm in charge because I have people who go along with my program. And that basically is a codependency in terms of understanding the truth of who you are. If you need someone outside of yourself in order to know who you are codependent. If you believe that your being okay is dependent on what somebody outside of you is doing or not doing, you are codependent. And again, these are lower consciousness forms of thinking, and of course, they get into behaviors. People in dominance mentality believe they're better than anybody else around them. They don't see themselves as part of a collective, as part of a whole. And so, again, you know, I don't have to go into the details. I think you're getting the message that, you know, the dominating mentality and behavior is a fear-based one and it's a painful one. So, good news is we can grow out of it, and we are growing out of it. In many perspectives, but we do have more work to do. And so what we're growing to is collaboration. And collaboration means that you are accepting of your imperfections, because that's the other thing about dominance. You want to always be perfect. You always want to be right. But in collaboration, it means that you have evolved. You've grown and healed yourself to the point where you accept that you are not perfect, that you do have imperfection. You also accept that you don't know everything and you can't be right about everything. And you're able to be vulnerable enough, and it takes strength to be vulnerable, but you're vulnerable enough to learn from others and to connect and to participate with others. You don't see it as I'm losing something. You actually see it as I'm gaining something. Collaboration is a higher form of interpersonal relationships. And this is the main reason why we need it, especially in the world today. In collaboration, you have to be self-confident. You have to have true self-esteem. It can't be vacant. It can't be based on what somebody else is doing or not doing. You have to have taken the time to self-master, meaning you know what your gifts and talents and geniuses, and you also know what your limitations are. And you're okay with that because the things that you can't do, somebody else can do. So in other words, again, you're able to have a broader sense of what it takes in order for the world to go round because, you know, again, we live in a very complex existence, and so it takes more than just one opinion, just more than one perspective, more than one idea in order for us to address, for example, the impact of climate change. Yeah, we need multiple people and information and ideas addressing that. So seeing this difference between, you know, domination as a control drama and fear, collaboration, of course, is more connected with being loving to yourself and loving to others, not being threatened by others, not seeing them as competition, but actually seeing them as allies, you know, people who are going to make you stronger because they're bringing you something that you don't have and that you're looking for this coming together, this communing, you know, that there's a strength and a growth mindset in this. And so you have to be interdependent in order to authentically and successfully be collaborative. So that's why, again, I say it's a growth process. So here's a personal challenge and the learning opportunity. I'd like for you to think about where in your life are you using dominating behavior or working in a dominating role? Do you feel that you always have to dominate a conversation? And remember, think about control drama. Like, where is it that maybe you're acting out of your pain, acting out of your fear? Yeah. And then the question is why? Why are you in a dominating mindset, posture, behavior? The next set question, of course, or set of questions is about collaborating. Where in your life are you collaborating? Where is it that you are getting the experience of making contribution and connected to other people who are making contribution and that you're coming up with something new and something wonderful and something that you couldn't do just by yourself? Where is that happening in your life? Or even where could it be happening in your life? Yeah. And then the question of why? Because, again, you want to see what motivates you to being in a collaborative posture as opposed to what motivates you to being in a dominating posture. So just sit with that. Just do some of that contemplative work, and it will be very, very helpful to you. Yeah. Okay. So, as usual, I am going to close out by thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without you. This is collaboration, and I am so grateful to do this work with you and to have your support. I also want to say thank you to all my regular listeners and watchers out there, especially my number one fan, Ms. Sarah, who is just one of the most, wholehearted and authentic persons when it comes to collaborating on something new and different. She always wants to have people be included in what it is that she is thinking and working on. And she asks my opinion a lot, probably a lot more than I ask hers, which is a shame because she's very wise, extremely wise. So I need to clean that up. And I also want to thank all my wonderful, wonderful colleagues out there, my transformational leaderships, people who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my medicine brothers and sisters all around the globe, like Asu and Ina, And to those of you who may be listening in or watching for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this work without your support. Next week, I will continue this talking and teachings about intentional adaptation by talking about moving out of withholding and moving more into sharing. It's a continuation, right, of going from dominance to collaboration. I also want to remind you about the book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available at Amazon, Kindle, and other online booksellers. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a very, very powerful mineral week connecting to other people's souls. Please wear your mask. Do the social distancing, even with people you know. Remember, the corona's not discriminating. It ain't saying, oh, well, because that's your friend, I won't come into them. No. You have to remember, do science safety, not perceived safety. It is very tempting right now, especially when it's warm, to not go out without a mask. Don't be tempted. Don't get scammed like I got scammed this morning. Know that this is real. Coronavirus is here. And all of us working together to do the right thing, we can overcome it. Don't forget, too, to wash your hands. Don't forget about doing that as much as you can. And also, if you can get a face shield so that if you have to go into a supermarket or a store, a drugstore or whatever, you know, have that extra protection. And please, 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 most importantly, do remember, you are supposed to be here. You are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.